You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on the 10X Rule. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on the 10X Rule, the only difference between success and failure, by Grant Cardone. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. You've probably picked up this book and wondered, what exactly is the 10X rule, and how will it help me? The 10X rule is the holy grail for those who desire success. Seriously, if there is an end-all be-all, then this is it. The 10X rule establishes the right levels of actions and thinking that guarantee success and ensure that you'll continue operating at those levels throughout your life and career. The 10X rule will even dissolve fears, increase your courage and belief in yourself, eliminate procrastination and insecurities, and provide you with a sense of purpose that will revitalize your life, dreams, and goals. The 10X rule is the single principle that all top achievers are using in the most flourishing areas of their lives. Regardless of how you define success, this book will show you how to guarantee the attainment of it, with any dream and in any economy. The first thing that has to happen is for you to adjust your thinking to 10X levels and your actions to 10X quantities. I will show you how 10X thoughts and actions will make life easier and more fun and will provide you with more time. After spending a lifetime studying success, I believe the 10X rule to be the one ingredient that all successful people know and use in order to create the lives they desire. End quote. That is Grant Cardone from the 10X rule. Open up the dictionary to intense, and you will see an animated GIF of Grant Cardone, fired up and committed to firing you up. Seriously, the man is on a mission to 10X your thinking and 10X your actions so you can reach your highest potential. His energy is palpable on every page of the book. It's awesome. The 10X rule is a quick reading, hard-hitting look at how to move from average to extraordinary in pursuit of our biggest goals as we optimize and actualize. It's packed with big ideas, and I'm excited to explore a handful of my favorites, so let's jump straight in. First big idea, the 10X rule. Quote, this is the focus of the 10X rule. You must set targets that are 10 times what you think you want, and then do 10 times what you think it will take to accomplish those targets. Massive thoughts must be followed by massive actions. There is nothing ordinary about the 10X rule. It is simply what it is, it says it is. 10 times the thoughts and 10 times the actions of other people. The 10X rule is about pure domination mentality. You never do what others do. You must be willing to do what they won't do, and even take actions that you might deem unreasonable. This domination mentality is not about controlling others. Rather, it's about being a model for others' thoughts and actions. Your mindset and deeds should serve as gauges by which people can measure themselves. 10X people never approach a target aiming to achieve just that goal. Instead, they're looking to dominate the entire sector and will take unreasonable actions in order to do so. If you start any task with a mind toward limiting the potential outcome, you will limit the actions necessary to accomplish that very goal. End quote. The 10X rule. It's quite simple. Expand your thinking of what's possible by 10 times and expand your action by 10 times. A bit nuts? Of course. But also, very importantly, very powerful. Let's take a moment for a little reflection and make this personal. What's your vision for your life? What are your goals that inspire you? And how can you 10X them? And what actions are you taking today in pursuit of those goals? You all in? How can you 10X them? Awesome. Might want to rewind, re-listen, pause, and reflect on that. Some powerful stuff. How can you 10X your thoughts and actions? And P.S., I was smiling as I typed this and now as I read this. If your pulse hasn't increased a tad, just exploring those questions, then please start from the beginning of this big idea and reread / re-listen and re-answer those questions until your pulse does increase. All right, next big idea, the 4 degrees of action. Quote, one question I've received over the years is, exactly how much action is necessary to create success? Not surprisingly, everyone is looking for the secret shortcut. And equally unsurprising is the following fact. There are no shortcuts. The more action you take, the better your chances are of getting a break. Disciplined, consistent, and persistent actions are more of a determining factor in the creation of success than any other combination of things. Understanding how to calculate and then take the right amount of action is more important than your concept, idea, invention, or business plan. Most people fail only because they are operating at the wrong degree of action. To simplify action, we are going to break down your choices into four simple categories or degrees of action. Your four choices are 1. Do nothing, 2. Retreat, 3. Take normal levels of action, and 4. Take massive action, end quote. Grant tells us there are four degrees of action and dedicates a chapter to unpacking each of them. Most people live in the first 3 degrees of action. They either do nothing, retreat, or take normal levels of action. The uber achievers, they take massive action, all caps. Which, of course, matches their massive vision, all caps. I don't know how many times Grant used the phrase massive action in the book, but it was a lot. Disciplined, consistent, persistent, massive action. Followed by more disciplined, consistent, persistent, massive action. Followed up with more disciplined, consistent, persistent, massive action. Yep, that's the ticket. Quick check-in. How's your activity level? Note that we tend to take this massive action in the areas of our lives in which we're most flourishing, while we do nothing or retreat in the areas in which we're most suffering. So you might find that you're doing really well in some areas and not quite so well in others. What's exciting about this, of course, is the fact that you can dial up your results by dialing up your actions. Remember, disciplined, consistent, persistent, massive action. P.S. here, Grant tells us, quote, I have been called a lot of things due to my commitment to action, a workaholic, obsessive, greedy, never satisfied, driven, and even manic. Yet every time I have been labeled, it's always been by someone operating at less than the 4th degree of action. I have never had someone who is more successful than I am considering my excessive action to be a bad thing. Because successful people know firsthand what it takes to achieve this kind of success. They know themselves how to get where they want to go and would never identify massive action as undesirable in any way. End quote. Next big idea. Goals. Write daily plus stretch. Quote, most people are so apathetic about their goals that they only write them down once a year. As far as I'm concerned, nothing worth doing is done only once or twice a year. The things upon which your life depends most are based on the actions you take daily. That is why I make sure to always do 2 things. 1, I write my goals down every day, and 2, I choose objectives that are just out of reach. This opens me up to my full potential, which I use to fuel my action each day. Some people suggest that setting improbable goals might cause a person to become disappointed and lose interest. But if your goals are so small that you don't even need to consider them on a daily basis, then you are going to lose interest. End quote. So, how often do you write down your goals? As Grant advises, anything that's important deserves attention more than once a year, eh? Let's take a moment to capture your goals. These are my goals. I'm fired up to go out and achieve. In the PDF, we've got a number of lines for you to document and capture these awesome goals that are firing you up. Perhaps you'd like to press pause and think about what are the things that are firing you up. And if you can, stop, write them down, get really clear. All right, you got them? Nice work. Now, are those goals stretching you? And here's a really good question to gauge that. Grant says, quote, ask yourself whether the goals you have set are equal to your potential. That's a really powerful idea. I'm going to reread that. Ask yourself whether the goals you have set are equal to your potential. So we all need to find the goals that fire us up. Of course, Grant encourages us to go big. What stretches him may not sit well with you. Experiment. I personally love to have big goals that fire me up and connect them to masterpiece days, remembering that it's the consistent, persistent execution of my systems that drives the outcomes. However you choose to approach it, have fun, and here's to experimenting. Next big idea. Obsession isn't a disease, it's a gift. Quote, the dictionary defines the term obsessed as the domination of one's thoughts or feelings by a persistent idea, image, or desire. Although the rest of the world tends to treat this mindset like a disease, I believe that it's the perfect adjective for how you must approach success. To dominate your sector, your goal, dream, or ambition, you must first dominate your every interest, thought, and consideration. Obsession is not a bad thing here. It is a requirement to get where you want to go. In fact, you want to be so fanatical about success that the world knows you will not compromise or go away. And until you become completely obsessed with your mission, no one will take you seriously. Until the world understands that you're not going away, that you are 100% committed and have complete and utter conviction and will persist in pursuing your project, you will not get the attention you need and support you want. In this context, obsession is like a fire. You want to build it so big that people feel compelled to sit around it in admiration. And as with a fire, you have to keep adding wood to sustain the heat and the glow. You obsess over how to keep your fire burning, or it will turn to ashes. End quote. Obsession to your mission and your ideals. How do you view that? Like a disease or a gift? Lest you think Grant is going a little crazy here, keep these words from Joseph Campbell in mind. See the notes on A Joseph Campbell Companion, where he says, quote, Sri Ramakrishna said, do not seek illumination unless you seek it as a man whose hair is on fire seeks a pond. And here's how Michael Lardon, one of the world's leading sports psychologists and peak performance masters, puts it in his great book, Finding Your Zone. Check out those notes. He tells us, quote, activation energy is the energy required to start a chemical reaction. For example, you may not know that paper burns at 451 degrees Fahrenheit and does not ignite at 450 degrees. Now, imagine yourself lost in a forest, cold, needing warmth. You invest energy by rubbing two sticks together, causing friction in hope of igniting some paper and leaves. You create heat by your efforts and even raise the friction area's temperature up to 450 degrees without successfully creating fire. Sadly, you quit in discouragement, not knowing that the activation energy is 451 degrees. However, if you push a little harder and create a little more heat and raise the temperature 1 degree, the chain reaction occurs and the fire ignites, burning without more effort, burning by itself. Great champions know that if they push a little more and prepare better than their competitors, they will move past the threshold and consequently set the stage to enter into the zone. The difference between good and great is immeasurably small. Sometimes all it takes is a bit more perseverance and you will find yourself at the next level. This process of giving that little extra builds upon itself and forms the foundation for great performances. That's powerful stuff. That 1 degree, it makes all the difference. Here's to the healthy obsession and massive action required to create the activation energy necessary to set our lives on fire. Next big idea, it's time to starve fear of its favorite food. Quote, I handled this dilemma myself by omitting time from the equation, since time is what drives fear. The more time you devote to the object of your apprehension, the stronger it becomes. So starve the fear of its favorite food by removing time from its menu. For example, let's say that John needs to make a call to a client, a task that immediately causes him to feel anxiety. So rather than picking up the phone and making the call immediately, he gets a cup of coffee and thinks about what he is going to do. His lengthy contemplation only causes his fear to grow as he imagines all the ways the call could go badly and all the potentially terrible things that could happen. If confronted, he'd likely claim that he needs to prepare before he makes the call. But preparation is merely an excuse for those who haven't trained properly and who use it as a reason to justify their last-minute reluctance. John needs to take a deep breath, pick up the phone, and just make the call. Last-minute preparation is just another way to feed the fear that will only get stronger as time is added. Nothing happens without action. Fear doesn't just tell you what to do, it also tells you when to do it. Ask yourself what time it is at any point in the day, and the answer is always the same: now. The time is always now. And when you experience fear, it's a sign that the best time to take action is at that very moment. Most people will not follow through with their goals when enough time has passed from the inception of their idea to actually doing something about it. However, if you remove time from your process, you'll be ready to go. There's simply no other choice than to act. There's no need to prepare. It's too late for that once you've gotten this far. End quote. Oh, that's so good. Have you noticed that fear feeds on time? That's a really powerful fact we want to pay attention to. Remember, time is fear's favorite food. As Patricia Ryan Madsen says in Improv Wisdom, check out those notes, we need to quit preparing and just jump in. In fact, her first three maxims in her book are, just say yes, don't prepare, and just show up. Amen. Here's another way Grant puts it. He says, quote, rather than seeing fear as a sign to run, as most other people do, it must become an indicator to go, end quote. That's exactly what the tools guys say. Check out those notes. They tell us that we need to see fear and pain as a signal that we're about ready to grow. They remind us that our infinite potential exists on the other side of our fears. Knowing that, they tell us we must learn to reverse our desire. And instead of trying to avoid pain and fear, etc., we need to lean into it. We need to forcefully say to ourselves, bring it on, and then go do what needs to be done. How about you? What are you afraid of? Is now a good time to take a deep breath and just do it? Remember this the next time you find yourself preparing when you're really just avoiding. Life-changing stuff. All right, that brings us to the final big idea, the tortoise versus the hare versus Smokey. Quote, we have all heard the fable of the tortoise and the hare. The implied lesson, of course, is that the tortoise wins because he plods along and takes his time, whereas the hare rushes, becomes tired, and misses his opportunity to win. We're supposed to derive the meaning that we should be tortoises, individuals who approach our goals steadily and slowly. If there was a third player in the fable who had the speed of the hare and the steadfastness of the tortoise, it would smoke them both and have no competition. The fable would then be called Smoked. The suggestion here is to approach your goals like the tortoise and the hare, by attacking them ruthlessly from the beginning and also staying with them throughout the course of the race. End quote. Ha! I love that. We have the tortoise and the hare. And how about we call the little creature that has the speed of the hare and steadfastness of the tortoise Smokey, in honor of the fact that he'd smoke them both? Yep, I like that. Here's to riding Smokey all the way to the finish line as we say yes to speed and to persistence. P.S. The best way to do that? Mastery of the fundamentals. Focused first on creating a sustainable engine of energy by prioritizing exercise, nutrition, and rest. Smokey approved. Well, there you go. That's a quick look at the 10X rules. Super fun book. Guaranteed to fire you up. If you like this note, I think you'll also like the notes on Overachievement, A Joseph Campbell Companion, and The Tools. Now let's take a look at some great quotes from the sidebar, and we'll wrap it up. These are all from Grant. He tells us, anyone that suggests to me to do less is either not a real friend or very confused. Gotta love that. He also says, success is the degree or measure of attaining some desired object or end. Overcommit, be all in, and take massive levels of action followed up by massive amounts of more actions. You will create new problems and deliver at levels that will amaze even you. The moment you achieve one goal you've set for yourself, then it's time to establish a new target. Quit thinking in terms of either or and start thinking in terms of all and everything. Grant tells us, ask yourself whether the goals you have set are equal to your potential. That's a great question. He also says, I suggest you become obsessed about the things you want. Otherwise, you are going to spend a lifetime being obsessed with making up excuses as to why you didn't get the life you wanted. Rather than seeing fear as a sign to run, as most other people do, it must become an indicator to go. The 10X rule requires that you take action in massive quantities and immediately. Anyone who puts off doing what he or she can do right now will never gain the momentum and confidence that result from doing so. And finally, Grant tells us, an interesting thing about success is that it's like a breath of air. Although your last breath of air is important, it's not nearly as important as the next one. Grant Cardone, the 10X rule, massive thoughts plus massive action equals 10X results. What was the idea that jumped out at you? How are you going to make that a part of your life? How are you going to embody that ideal? Theory to practice. Let's get on it. Hope you enjoyed. Look forward to sharing more. Have another awesome day. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to brianjohnson.me to download more.